This is an audio podcast of an introduction to the Westminster Shorter Catechism, taught by Jim Cassidy. Videos of each lesson are available for free online at reformedforum.org.
Question and answer number 5 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism has to do with God, once again, and has to do with the singularity of God, we say. So the question goes like this: are there more gods than one? And the answer is, there is but one only, the living and true God. That's clearly taught in Holy Scripture. Scripture teaches us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." God is one. He is not a plurality of gods. There are not many gods within him. He is one singular God. And it also means, as we go on here to see, that the Catechism teaches that he is the only living and true God. Now, there are others that claim to be God. As we read our Bibles, we read about supposed gods, those who set themselves up as God. There are the pagan gods of the nations around Israel. There is Baal and the Asherah, etc., etc. But these things are not really God. They are not really gods, in fact, at all. Only God is the one true and living God. He and he alone is the creator of all things. And everything else was made by him. There is the creator, and then there is the creature. There is the one true and living God, and then there are those who say they are gods, but are not, because they are really just creatures. Even the demons, even Satan, as Satan and his demons seek to compete with God for supremacy over creation and over the consciences of men, even Satan and his minions, though they pretend to be God, are not God. They too are creatures of God, that God had created, of course, in the beginning, all very good, but fell in rebellion against God. And so the Catechism teaches us perhaps the most important doctrine of the Christian faith, that there is only one true and living God who is worthy of our worship and our allegiance.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Reformed Academy. All of our courses are available in video, online, entirely for free at reformedforum.org. And we also include Spanish and Chinese subtitles. But we are only able to do this with your support. And so if you are excited about this theology and want to enable people around the world to watch and listen to these free resources, please visit reformedforum.org/donate to provide your support.